All right, now we come to something very different. Now we come to the fifth category of Buddhist scriptural literature, the Abhidharma. Very different from the Jataka stories. There are no stories here at all. Huh? Not even any figures of speech. They're strictly banished. Huh? The word Abhidharma is usually explained as meaning the higher teaching or the further teaching of the Buddha. So in what sense is it a higher or a further teaching? The Abhidharma branch of the Buddhist scriptures, gathers together the teachings found in the dialogues and discourses and in the anthologies, and it treats them in a much more systematic, as it were, scientific and abstract fashion. It eliminates all the personal references. It banishes history, banishes biography, mythology, banishes rhetoric, no figures of speech, as I said, no poetry. And it also, very importantly, defines the meaning of all technical terms used. The Abhidharma is also much concerned with the analysis and the classification of mental states. It goes into tremendous detail, psychologically speaking. And it also tries to give a complete, a systematic account, mainly in psychological terms, of the whole course of progress, the whole path to nirvana. Now, there are two main collections of Abhidharma works. There's one produced by the Sarvastivadins, and one produced by the Theravadins. And each collection consists of seven books, seven great works, very extensive, each and every one of them. But they're not the same seven books. They're two separate sets. There's a certain amount of similarity between them, similarity of method, but on the whole they're quite different. Some schools of Buddhism, I should mention, do not regard the Abhidharma as being literally the word of the Buddha, even though they agree that the sound trace of Abhidharma method in the dialogues and the anthologies. But many of the schools do not regard the Abhidharma as the word of the Buddha, but as the product of later scholastic activity. So that's the Abhidharma.